Repent or perish. There were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate has mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinner than all the other Galileans because they suffer in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Are those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. The parable of the barren fig tree. And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I found none. Cut it down, why should it use up the ground? And he answered him, Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put it on manger. Then if I should bear fruit next year, well and good, but if not, you can cut it down.
正当那时，有人将比达拉和加利利人的血掺杂在他们祭物当中，告诉耶稣。耶稣回答：你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪吗？所以这般害怕。我告诉你们，相反，你们若不悔改，所有人都要就此灭亡。从前西罗亚楼倒塌，压死18个人。你以为那些人比一切住在耶利撒冷的人都有罪吗？我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，就要就此灭亡。于是又做比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里，他来到树前找果子，却找不到，就对管园的人说，看，我这3年来到这无花果树前找果子，竟然没有。既然这样，就把它砍了吧，何必让它白占着土地呢？管理人员说：“主啊，今年且留着，等我周围掘开土，再加上新鲜的肥料，若以后结果子便罢，不然再把它砍掉。”大家好，我是主播 Kiki，第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第37讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase-out program is 读经大讲堂 English and Study. We adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Our sister in grade will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 37th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. So, well, first let's deal my today's personal study summary. This passage talks about two tragedies. Pilate killed some Galileans while they were worshipping, and a tower filled on 18 people in the Jerusalem. Back then, many people saw that if something terrible happened to you, it must mean you were a really bad sinner. But Jesus explained that, no. He told them not to judge others, but to look at themselves. Life is uncertain. So they needed to repent right now, not later. Then Jesus told a story. A man had a fig tree that hadn't produced fruit for 3 years. He wanted to cut it down because it was just taking up space. But the gardener asked for one more year. He promised to dig around it, also add fertilizer. If it born fruitland, great. If not, it could be cut down in the end. Story shows that God is patient. He gives us time, also second chances. The gardener stands for Jesus, who asks for more time for us and helps us grow up. So, bearing fruit means actually living the way God wants, not just saying you believe in. But chances don't last forever for us. For example, we shouldn't waste the time we were being given. Repentance means turning around and starting fresh while there's still time. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, sister. There's not much more to say. Often we think a person has a big load of sin when life goes hard for him or her, but we have to see that the devil can prosper too, and sin always ends in a horrible situation that we will perish, can we be lost for all the time.
妹妹，今天好，实际上没有什么好讲的。我们常认为，当一个人生活艰难，一定是罪孽深重。但我们需明白，魔鬼也能得逞，罪恶最终会带来可怕的后果，让我们走向灭亡，遭受永世的损失。
So, when we have a good life, it does not mean that we are good persons. At the end of our life, we will perish and be lost if we have not repented and received Jesus as our Savior.
所以，生活美满并不意味着我们就是好人。如果我们没有悔改，没有接受主为救世主，最终我们将会走向灭亡，迷失自我。
And people we see in very hard situations in their life here are not worse as we are. As long as we do not repent, we are all on the same level.
我们在这里看到那些身处困境的人，并不比我们更加的糟糕。只要我们不悔改，我们所有人都是一样的结果。
In the parable of the fig tree, it is interesting that a fig tree is standing in a vineyard. Usually, we plant grapes on a vineyard.
在无花果树这个比喻当中，非常有意思的是，无花果树竟然生长在葡萄园里。通常，我们会只在葡萄园里面种葡萄。
But the fig tree is a special tree because he bears twice a year fruit, and in the Bible, he is often used as a symbol for the people of Israel.
但无花果树是一种特殊的树，因为它一年结2次果，而且在圣经当中，它经常被用作以色列人的命运象征。
Here, the owner of the vineyard comes for to search fruit, but there was none. The vineyard dresser begs for 1 year more of nutrition and fertilizing, and the owner allows 1 year more before the tree will be hugged down.
葡萄园的主人前来查看果实是否丰收，却一无所获。葡萄园的种植者恳求主人再施肥一年，主人同意，并且再给树再浇肥，否则就会将树真正的砍伐。
The vine dresser is a symbol for Jesus, who is interceding for us, and his death on the cross, together with the work of the Holy Spirit, is the nutrition and fertilizing we get.
酒柜象征着为我们代表的耶稣，他在十字架上的牺牲以及圣灵的工作，就是我们所得到的营养和滋润。
It is interesting, even if the vine dresser asks for 1 year more, it is said you can cut it down in the future. So we have an imagine of God's grace. First, we get salvation for to have the best condition for to bear fruit, and if it does not come immediately, God has his time in the future when we will no longer deal with us.
非常有意思的一件事，比如说，就连酿酒师都要求至少要陈酿满一年。据说以后会根据多少的用量来减少，这意味着神的恩典。首先， 我们得到救赎是为了拥有出产果实的最佳条件。如果这个条件没有兑现的话，神在未来会自有安排，那时他或许就真的不再管我们，把我们放弃了。
But in the Gospel of John, we see that Jesus curses a barren fig tree because he was hungry and there was no fruit on the tree.
在约翰福音当中，我们看到耶稣曾经咒骂一棵不结果的无花果树，因为当时他感觉十分饥饿，而树上却没有果子。
So standing in God's vineyard and not bringing food is a serious thing, as we read in John 15:2. We should allow the Holy Spirit to lead us to Jesus and repent. If we will not, we will perish like the two examples in the beginning.
所以啊，站在神的葡萄园里却结不出果实，这是一件非常严重的事情。正如约翰福音15章所述，我们应当让圣灵引导我们归向耶稣，最终悔改归正，否则我们就会像开头一样，那两个例子自取灭亡。OK。Based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. I hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, Shraza. Why did people tell Jesus about the Galileans Pilate killed? 为什么有人把比拉多杀害加利利人的事情告诉了耶稣呢？
Because people thought that those Galileans were great sinners receiving such a hard punish.
因为人们认为那些加利利人是罪大恶极之人，所以他们才会受到如此严厉的惩罚。Well, so next issue, why do people think bad things happen only to really bad sinners? 为什么人们会觉得只有罪大恶极的人才会遭遇不幸呢？
Because nothing bad happened to them. There are a lot of people who think, oh, that person is suffering because God is punishing him, but they forget that suffering often leads to cleaning and a deeper relationship with God.
因为很多人认为没有事情发生于他们身上，很多人这么想，哦，那个受苦的人是因为上帝在惩罚他，但是人们却忘记了一件事情，苦难往往能带来净化，并加深与上帝之间的连结。
We should never forget that the devil can prosper too, and if there is no struggle in our life for bringing us nearer to God, it can be that God has already given us up.
我们永远不要忘记一件事情，魔鬼也能得逞。如果我们的生活中没有让我们更接近于上帝的奋斗与努力，那可意味着上帝已经放弃我们了。Next question. So, sister, what does repent mean in your own words? 用你自己的话讲讲，悔改到底是什么样的意思呢？
Repent means change. I am aware of my sinny way of living, change my style of living from a life without God to a life with God. Repent means that I am aware that Jesus died in my place too.
悔改意味着更迭，我意识到自己罪恶的生活方式，我决心改变我的生活面貌，从没有神的生活转变为有神的生活。悔改更意味着我意识到耶稣也为我而死。Well said. So next question. So, if a tower fell on 18 people. What will people probably say about them? 如果一座楼压塌了18个人，人们大概会怎么样议论他们呢？
They would say that they did something wrong. It is hard to imagine that people would have mercy with them.
人们通常会这样讲：这些人犯了错，很想象人们为什么会去怜悯他们，根本不可能。
We can check our hearts. Do we really feel sad about the victims of the wars today? Or do we think, yes, these nations are bad and they deserve it?
我们扪心自问：我们今天是否会真的为战争的受害者感到悲伤？还是我们认为，是的， 这些国家都很邪恶，他们罪有应得。So, next question for Sisson. Why did the owner wait 3 whole years before cutting down the fig tree? 树主人为什么要等3年才把无花果树砍掉呢？
God is full of mercy and gives time to change. Jesus was preaching 3 years for giving everybody a chance to repent and change.
上帝充满了慈悲，给予人悔改的时间。耶稣用了整整3年的时间传道，就是为了让每个人都有机会悔改和改变。Next question. So, what does the gardener stand for in this whole story? 故事里管园林的人又代表了哪一个阶层呢？
He is a symbol for God. He is the owner of everything.
这个人代表的是上帝，实际上他也正是万物主宰的代表。Well said. So, Schweitzer, if you were the fig tree, how would you feel about getting another year? 如果你就是那棵无花果树，又得到了多一年的生存机会，你会怎么想呢？
I would be happy and enforce myself to bear fruit in the extra year I got.
如果是我，我会非常开心，并且督促自己在多出来的一年时间里，尽可能的取得成果。OK，we should both bear our fruit. So, what does bearing fruit look at in a person's life? 一个人生命里结出好果子又指的是什么呢？
The fruit of the Spirit is written in Galatians 5. It is the fruit which consists in 9 subdivisions: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
这个结果非常简单，在加拉太书第5章中记载了我们应该得到的果实。这样的果实包括了9个方面：仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、诚实、温柔、节制。OK, so next question for sitter. So, what's a waste of space and upon life a sacrifice of one's precious soul in your life? Just for example, Schweitzer.
For example, when you go to the temple or the church and light a candle, lighting a candle or an incense does not save your soul. Only Jesus is the valid offering that God provided for to save our soul from eternal death with the goal that we do not perish in hell. All other religious stuff does not serve.
比如说，你去寺庙或者教堂里点燃蜡烛，点燃蜡烛这件事本身并不能挽救你的灵魂，只有耶稣才是最有效的祭品。而上帝为了拯救我们的灵魂免于死亡而预备的事情，目的是在于我们不至于在地下里面真的沉沦，而其他的一切宗教形式都无济于事。So, today's last question for sister. What does the parable teach you about God's patience? 今天这个比喻告诉你，上帝的耐心是如何呢？
God gives us a second chance if we do not use the time as we should.
如果我们浪费了第一次机会，上帝依旧会仁慈，带给我们第二次赎罪的机会。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2026年3月快乐！我们下期再会。